Welcome to Don't Trust the Mirror, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder, with psychoanalyst Maureen Kritzer-Lang, the queen of self-esteem. Maureen shares her personal journey of her struggles with an eating disorder and how that changed her life. Listen as Maureen shares her pain, her stories, and her triumphs. Today, as a psychoanalyst, her mission is to help as many women as possible overcome their challenges. Now, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder.
Hi, I'm Maureen Kritzer-Lang, the queen of self-esteem. Welcome to my podcast, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder. I have a guest today that I am very excited to talk to. Her name is Manuela Rose. Manuela, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me. So excited.
I am excited to talk with you and for you to share about your journey. I will first say that Manuela goes by Manny, so I will call you Manny if that's okay. Great. So Manuela Rose is 27 years old and was raised in New Jersey, but was originally from, you're going to have to help me out with this because already I can't say it,
Medellin, Colombia.
At the age of 22, she made a very bold decision to leave college and pursue her true passion of becoming an esthetician. This transformative journey all began during her 19th birthday on a trip to Colombia. She indulged in a body contouring package that kickstarted her quest for a healthier lifestyle. From the age of 19, Manuela says that her weight has been on a roller coaster ride, allowing her to witness firsthand the incredible capabilities of both her mind and her body. Throughout this process, she's embraced self-love and reveled in the personal growth and discovery that has accompanied her journey towards a more fulfilling and balanced life. I will just say that I have not known Manny for that long. But in the short time that we have gotten to know each other, I have loved our conversations and you have been inspiring and impressive, Manny. And so I wanted you to be able to come on my podcast to share your like incredible story and just how you've managed life with this roller coaster and how you balance your personal life and your professional life. And I have so many things I really want to talk to you about. Adulting, dealing with the struggles with your weight and food and the relationship. I have a long list. And also share a little bit about your family as well, because I also think that's quite fascinating. I will also just say that I met Manny and I asked her like how I should refer to her in terms of our relationship. And she said, you could call me a beauty enhancer. So I feel like you are my beauty enhancer that helps me kind of like put my face on so I can go on my podcast and take pictures and things like that. So thank you. So Manny, can you start with sharing a little bit about how your journey started? You mentioned that you did this body contouring package at 19 and it kind of was this set you on this trajectory of really moving towards a healthier life. So can you share a little bit about your story with that?
Yes. So it started when I went to Colombia for my 19th birthday. I was there for about 6 weeks. For about 3 weeks, I started the body contouring massages because it was a different treatments in a couple sessions.
Can I just interrupt for a second? Can you just share a little bit about what that is? Because I guessing a lot of people may not even know what that is.
Yeah. So it was with lymphatic massaging. It was with wood therapy, lymphatic massages. It is just very light hand gestures on someone's body to remove toxins and move the toxins around your body to your lymph nodes, to your main lymph nodes, so you can detox. And it comes out of your lymphatic system naturally, sweating, going to the bathroom, and that's how you eliminate all the toxins. And that's how I started. And with with therapy. I had wood therapy. So it's just tools to help break down the cellulite, the fat, the adipose tissue. She also would do the cavitation machine. It's just a machine that kind of penetrates deeper to eliminate the toxins even more from your body through your lymphatic system. No pain with the cavitation, a little pain with the wood therapy, but it's normal to break it down. But you would notice in every session, I noticed in every session the difference that I felt. And I would also have to wear my faja. So it's just like a body a training, waist trainer, but for your entire body.
Like a girdle?
Yeah. And it would help.
Like spank.
Yeah. It would help keep the results intact. Mm-hmm. And so I did that for about 2 to 3 weeks. And then I came back to the States and I just felt like I needed to change my eating habits, my lifestyle. And then I wanted to go back to Colombia in a couple months to do the massages again to see how much I would change. And in that one, I think it was in seven to eight months, my body changed a lot. And I changed.
How did it, like in what ways?
So I learned to have a better relationship with food. I learned to cook healthier. I learned to not go to fast food or just have better options and be mindful of what I was putting into my body. And I also started liking water because I always struggled with water.
I think a lot of people struggle with water, drinking water and drinking enough water.
Drinking enough water. That's very important. And that was something I was keeping in mind. I would drink a lot of water. I would have at least 3 to 4 meals a day, snacks in between. Always made sure that if I was going to school or work, I always had a healthy snack and better and healthier options than what I was used to. And yeah, and that's what I did for the past for 8 months. Just changed what I was eating, be more mindful, water, exercise a lot. I had a routine and it was waking up when my gym would open at that time and going to the gym, getting my workout in, going home, showering, getting ready for class, and then going to college. And I would either work out after class or I would go home and study and do homework. But it was just my everyday life. I was just very focused as well. And my goals and what I wanted to do, and just seeing a lot of changes even later down the years with being overweight. I had back problems, I had knee problems, I had a lot of health problems. And when I started losing the weight, that's when I started not noticing those problems anymore. So it was really amazing to see that. And mentally, I just felt like I had so much more. I had a lot of energy. I had more, like, I don't know how to explain it the best way, but I just had more life to give. And
like, it's more of a spirit about you, more of kind of a, like you said, like an energy, I think really, really captures it.
Yes. And it was just a lot of little changes that I did. And that year in 2016, actually. And I love seeing the changes that I did. And so when I went to see the lady again for the massages, months later, she was like surprised because a lot of people will get these massages done, go back home and not take care of themselves and then come back and do the same thing again. But I wanted to do it different and make sure that I was doing my part and making sure I had the best results as well. So when she saw me again, she was surprised how good I looked and how much more weight I lost, and that I went back to do more and for her to help me contour my body. Also, when you lose the weight very quickly, you also have downsides of saggy skin and what are ways to help with that. And there's a lot of very natural ways to help with sagging skin or weight loss as well.
So it's interesting because the body contouring, as I understand what you said, it really kind of helped you sort of change kind of the shape of your body? It kind of was this kickstart into really putting you in this different place. But the piece of it that I think is so crucial is it wasn't just the body contouring itself, which is what you said a lot of people do, but then they don't change their mindset and their eating habits, and they don't change their lifestyle, which is what you really incorporated. So it wasn't just one thing. It was really this whole combination of things.
Correct. And that's why I tell clients, because I was in this journey and I knew how it helped me, and I'm still in this journey, and I always am looking for tricks and tips to help my clients, to help them when I'm not going to them for massages and they need that help, or what they can do outside of their appointment. And this is what I tell them, like, I did this. This is what helped me for this situation, like for the weight loss or the sagging skin. So I've been in both areas where I've lost a lot of weight and I've had like loose skin, or where I've been overweight and how to manage that and help myself with those things.
So throughout this journey, how have you maintained a mental attitude? Because I know it's not just like a straight linear path, right? Like it's like, okay, I start and then I just go and I don't have any setbacks. So how do you deal with the challenges of life, stress, anxiety, all these things that, you know, impact us and can set us back a bit, and we can go back to the things that I like to think of as our kind of those like fallback sorts of ways of being that aren't necessarily the healthiest for us. So how do you manage all that?
So I make sure like I'm mindful, because I'm not where I started. That's one thing for sure. You know more, you have the knowledge that you didn't have before. So you're not starting from zero. That's what I tell myself.
Yeah, and that's a good point. We're not going all the way back. It's just like the recovery can be faster.
Yes. And I've also learned muscle memory. I have always done some type of sport when I was growing up, but I was never very active or very athletic. But I always try to keep myself busy, walking, going to the gym with friends. But things that helped me ground myself from when I was 19 to now, definitely who I surrounded myself with. Having people in the same journey, or having people in almost the same journey, because I've also, during that year, I stopped drinking milk. I remember I stopped having milk and I would have almond milk. I transitioned to not having cheese or any dairy, no eggs. And things that would help me keep myself more grounded would be going out on hikes or walking out in nature, journaling, and definitely walking. And who I was around in this during this journey to help me, but also to help each other. Because how could we both learn to help each other to continue this health journey that we're on? So a lot of the people that I grew up with helped me with, oh, Manny, don't drink milk or dairy, this and that. And I also noticed the changes that I would feel with my stomach with not drinking dairy or having milk, regular milk. And seeing that, I love the change, and that I continue to do that with food.
So you really got a sense of how your body was feeling and became, as you said, more mindful of your body and how certain foods were reacting with your body.
Yes.
Well, and also I just want to point out the importance of having what I call is a village for ourselves, which is, and it sounds like you really developed a very supportive community and village of people who were supportive and caring for you, and that you really could help each other a lot in terms of being very, again, supportive, being just like your go-to people.
Yeah, very important.
And I know when we spent time together, you've talked a lot about your walks. And we've talked about journaling. And I remember you were saying you have different journals for different things. I was wondering if you could share a little bit about your journaling and how you do that.
So my most recent one, I received it like 2 years ago for my birthday. Oh, actually a year and a half ago for my birthday. It was my best friend. She gave me this journal, no lines on it or anything. And sometimes I actually draw and write in it. So I also find it very therapeutic to draw or color. I bought markers to just like, sometimes you don't know how you're feeling and you just want to express it in a different way. And I think coloring or painting or doing something creative can help as well too.
Not always writing.
Yes, not always writing.
Like 3 or 4 journals. You have like a dream journal. You have like kind of your different journals for different kinds of like things that you do.
So I have that one, and that one has like the chakras on it.
Okay.
So that one I usually take when I'm hiking or walking. I have like a little path by where I live. And sometimes on my days off, or if I have like an hour or two to kill time, I'll go real quick. I'll sit down by this rock and I'll journal. I'll lay down on the rock sometimes, and it's right by the water. So it's just very nice to like hear the water. And water is medicine to us. We're made mostly from water. So just being by water heals a lot and grounds you as well. So that's why that's my go-to thing when I have like an hour or two to kill. And when it's beautiful out.
Yes, like today actually is a beautiful day.
And even in the wintertime, it helps me with my seasonal depression. So even if it's cold, I'll just bundle up. I'll wear my thickest sweatpants and I'll just go real quick for like an hour and just sit by the rock, journal. And it just helps me a lot. And then I also have a red journal. That one's like when I'm like, I can't sleep. It's my head's like fuming. So that one I'll usually write in the morning or at night. And then I have another one, but I don't know what I did with that one. And that one is like a prompted one. A friend actually recommended me it. And it's called Pods on Amazon. And that one I started 2 years ago. And it was my favorite one because it helped me kind of release things that I didn't even know how I felt. Because sometimes you don't know how you feel and you don't know what you want to write down. And sometimes it's just nice to have like another journal that shows you gratitude as well.
I am really impressed with all these things that you've developed yourself to help you reflect and get through just different times in your life. I know in our conversations, I think one of the things that I connected with you on was your love of nature. Also, because I feel like nature is healing in so many ways, and to get out and move, no matter what the weather is. On a trip I was on, I always remember they said, it's not bad weather. It's either bad clothing or bad attitude. And it's you really embrace, you dress properly and you have a great attitude and you have all your tools that you take with you, which I think is such a great message for my listeners, that it's not like you find one thing and that works, but you just kind of have a variety of things in your toolbox. It worked for you.
Exactly. And it's true. A lot of things help. Another thing that helps me is during COVID, I found my love for plants. And wasn't ready for a dog. I still have my dog at my mom's. So I became a plant mom.
A plant mom.
Yeah, a plant mom.
Like that nature, you bring it inside.
Yeah. And it's really, I notice it more in the winter. It helps a lot to see that greenery inside and something alive. And even in the winter, this winter I actually started propagating my plants, and I was surprised that they did so well.
That's great. And I get finding those things that work for you. And I feel like everyone has to find their own things that work for them. And sometimes they may try something, it doesn't work. Even with journaling, and you know, how I got started even developing my podcast was through my journals that I kept when I was young. And when I was going through my eating disorder and I had nobody to talk to. So they really gave me a place to, like you said, to help figure out how I was feeling. But they may not work in the same way for everybody. And I think you share such a good example of writing and your pause journal and just the different ways that you find to express yourself and your feelings. So Manny, throughout all of this, you were going to school, and I know you've started your own business, you've worked in different places, and you now live on your own. You were living with your mom, I think, for a while, and now you're out on your own. And can you share a bit about how you've navigated all this?
Well, honestly, it's been crazy because I moved out from my mom's right before COVID hit. And before COVID, I moved out January of 2020. And that's when I started working at a spa in Clark, which was about like 40, 45 minutes away from me. And it was someone that I actually was going to for facials since I was like 18, 19 years old. I found her when I came back from Colombia because she also did body contouring massages. But it's really hard to find someone that does them here who knows what they're doing, the lymphatic, the wood sculpting, everything. So I started working with her. And then like 3-4 months later, that's when COVID hit. And I was also taking clients at home because I started taking clients after I did my lash certification. But I wasn't aware that I needed my esthetician license until after. So that's when I enrolled in school. But I was already lashing for like a year. I had my aesthetic license for about 6 months or so. And I took clients until the last day that we all could work, which I think was like March 17th or something.
Actually, it's a Friday, like Friday, March 13th, I think was the date.
Yeah. So it was around that time. And then after that, luckily, I was able to manage for a couple months. And around like May, June, I started working at another spa. And I started taking clients at home because I had a lot of clients messaging me, asking me when was.
I'm sure the people were like, yeah, we couldn't do anything, right? Like,
yeah.
My lashes are face, right? And it was just.
They're like, I can't take it anymore. Can you please do my lashes? So I started doing lashes again around that time. And then, yeah, and then I've been working ever since then, taking clients since 2019. Actually, 2018 I started. But 2019, that's when I actually started like my business. And in 2021, I want to say, that's when I started the body sculpting. And I also had training back in 2019 or 2020 when I was working at my first spa, medical spa, and she was teaching me lymphatic, the procedures to do all the body contouring on certain clients and what they need for their body type because everyone's different. So that's one thing for sure that I've learned is everybody is different. Everyone's going to react to different things differently. And yeah, so I started working there. I started working at another medical spa, taking clients at home. I worked at a couple medical spas throughout New Jersey and North Jersey since then. And even during COVID, I had a medical spa from Passaic. The owner would text me because I was one of her clients. She would do my brows and she would ask me like, hey, do you mind taking these clients and just helping me out so I can continue to have these clients once we're able to open up? So I would go to clients' houses and just do their lashes, touch ups, and they would be happy.
So you've been very motivated.
Yes.
Because it's very challenging to just continue pursuing all these things that you love in all different places and finding different ways to work it out for yourself. And also to be able to, again, go back to the food and the mindset and how disciplined you have to be to really maintain a routine for yourself. So how hard has that been for you?
Well, during COVID, it was a little hard. Mentally, COVID was hard. But then once it started to get nicer out and people would go out walking or hiking, or I would go to my mom's house, that helped a lot. I did journal a lot during COVID because you didn't have anybody. I lived alone. And that was the first time I was living alone during a time where we couldn't see or be with people. So it was nice to just have my journal to just kind of be able to talk to someone, express how you're feeling and get through that. And then once it started getting nicer out, I started going on hikes with friends and walking a lot. We would do at-home workouts. And once the gym opened up, I started going to the gym and walking a lot. And then I actually went to my mom's house and I picked up a exercise bike or elliptical, and I took it to my apartment, and that's how I worked out too.
So again, you've had to be very creative along the way to really continue on your journey for yourself and be able to really take care of yourself.
Yes.
Manny, can you share a little bit about your family and your history? I know when we were talking, you had mentioned that that's been very instrumental in your development as a as an adult and just your growing up, and that it's played a very important role in terms of how you grew up and your family.
Yeah, so I was born in Colombia. I came to America when I was about 3 years old with my mom, and my mom was actually married to my dad at that time until she got divorced by him. Years later, she got remarried to my stepdad, and he was more of a father figure to me growing up until I was like 8 years old. And then he had health problems, so he did pass away when I was eight. Eventually started dating again, and just growing up with not like really a father figure, that was rough. And I didn't realize that until I was older, probably in my mid-20s. And when my stepdad passed away, my mom always asked me if I wanted to go to therapy, and I always said no to her.
Why did you say no?
I didn't know what therapy was. I feel like a lot of people don't want to talk about their mental health. And as a kid, you don't know those things. And I remember when I was in elementary school, I would go to talk to my guidance counselor, and I didn't want to do that because it would cut in my gym time or like my outdoor time with my friends, and I didn't want to be away from my friends.
You didn't want to lose the fun time.
Yeah.
That would talk about problems, right?
Yeah. So that's why I didn't really want to do therapy when I was younger, because of that. And then once I was older, in my 20s, and I started going through this whole healthy lifestyle, that changed me a lot physically, but also mentally, that's when I decided, like, I want to dig deeper into what maybe caused this, maybe when I was younger, because I was overweight from like maybe middle school until after high school when I was in college.
So would you say you were more of an emotional eater because of all the feelings that you had, that you were dealing with them and soothing yourself with food because you didn't have other ways to deal with it?
I have noticed when I was younger, it wasn't what I was eating or emotionally eating. It was, I wasn't as physical. I wasn't walking, doing much. I would probably just stay at home sometimes or not go outside and play with my friends or ride bikes or anything like that. So I didn't notice that because there was times that I would gain more weight during certain periods of time. And then I was like, where's this coming from? And I was young, so I didn't know that exercising was very beneficial like this for me to reach my goals. And I thought it was always impossible when I was younger that I would lose all this weight and I would look the way I do now. So seeing the changes that I've made now that I'm older and how working out has helped me, I know that it's not impossible. It's possible. You just have to work for it.
You have to be patient.
Yes. And
again, you can't feel like it's going to happen overnight, and to be really compassionate with yourself, because we shift. We don't always kind of stick with our routine. And so it's about how do we go back to it. So how has therapy played a role in your life at this point for you?
Well, therapy has helped me a lot. One of the books that my therapist actually recommended me twice is The Meeting. That's right. It's called The Grief Recovery Book.
The Grief Recovery Book. Uh-huh.
Yes. And it's about any type of grief, whether it's work-related, whether it's a relationship, whether it's family, whether it's death or loss. There's some type of grief, and sometimes that affects us. And we don't know it until you actually start to realize, like, yeah, this is because of some type of grief that I've been going through. And once I started therapy, that helped me realize so many more things that, okay, so this is true. Like, I think about these things, I write it down, and sometimes I need to hear myself and listen to myself. And like you said, be patient with myself. Because I've been in this journey since I was 19 years old, and I'm 27 now. And it's been a roller coaster. My weight has fluctuated, but at the same time, you have to love the journey, and you have to listen to your body. You have to care for your body and know what your body likes. Because even now, a lot of people will get these tests to see if they're sensitive with certain foods. So a lot of things nowadays that we can check to see what is good for us and what isn't good for us. But therapy helped me more mentally. And if you're not there mentally, then you're not going to get there physically. You'll get there physically one day, but then you'll probably either gain it back or lose the progress that you made. So that's why I feel like making sure you're okay mentally, physically, and emotionally is very important in order for you to continue your weight loss journey or whatever health journey you're in.
So it's a combination of mind, body, and spirit.
Yes. Which
you described so beautifully. And also how you really have to love yourself.
Yes.
And as my website says, it's, you know, don't trust the mirror, because it's really about what, like, trust yourself. Because here is this projection of how we feel. And so you've really been on this journey of transforming your outside, but also really working so hard on your insides and really getting to know yourself through journaling, therapy, nature, to really get to know who you are and love yourself.
And also who you surround yourself with. That is very important to me too, because I wouldn't have done a lot of things that I've done if I didn't have the people that I have now. And a lot of my friends, they're in different journeys as well, but sometimes we're in the same similar journey of our health. I feel like we're all there health-wise, emotionally-wise, and like our mind. We try to make sure that we're showing up for each other, like, hey, we know you're going through it. Do you want to talk about it? We'll talk about it. And sometimes you need that friend time too, which sometimes I've noticed that therapy is good. Friend time is good. There's always things that are going to help you for different things. And I love my friend time. Quality time with family members or friends, that's another great way to help you through your journey as well, especially with people in the same journey. I have friends that have been sober for a year because they just don't want to drink anymore. And they've noticed physically, like, different things change physically, mentally, and emotionally. And that makes me want to try it out. Or my friends will call me or text me randomly and ask me if I want to go hiking or walking. And I always tell them, like, I'm always down to go walking or hiking or some type of exercise to help us, but we're also able to catch up. So it's also finding balance too.
Manny, you are very wise, and I think you have given my listeners amazing insights and tips, and you have wonderful courage, compassion for yourself to develop the competence that you have found from within, which is so impressive. And I think what you said about balance is important, friends and support, and really, again, looking within are such great messages for my listeners. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on my podcast, being a guest, and sharing your wisdom and your journey.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Manny, how can people find you if they have, you know, if they're interested in your services or would like to find out more about your journey? How can they find you?
Well, I have an Instagram. It's Manuela, M-A-N-U-E-L-A, _ esthetician. And then you'll find me on my Instagram, and you can just send me a message, and I can send you more information about every treatment that I do, like a little description, so you can find out like what would be best. And I always tell my clients, even if I haven't seen them in like 6 months to a year, because everyone changes, is I always have to look at your body, feel your body, and ask you questions to see what your goal is, because we all have different goals. And my biggest thing is we're all different. We all have different types of bodies, and we all have different goals that we want to achieve. So, and also our lifestyles are all different. Some people work a lot and don't have time to drink water, or they're on their feet. So it's a lot of things in life that we all have to try to find some type of balance. But I do appreciate and love my clients that are willing to continue that health journey lifestyle, and will do anything no matter how crazy their life is sometimes. But yeah.
Stop and take that pause and reach out to you, and you really get a comprehensive view of what they need. And also, I don't want you to forget to mention that you do eyelashes.
Oh yeah, I do eyelashes too.
It was funny, but it's also the eyelashes. And yeah. And also, you know, from your anesthetician days too. So I think that's, so you do a lot of services that I think help people feel better on the inside and the outside.
Yes. And just conversations. I love having conversations with clients and just learning more things that, or them learning more things too. We're all learning.
We're all learning. And I've learned from you. And I've learned from you. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate you coming on as my guest, Manny. Thank you.
I appreciate you for having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder. If you've enjoyed this podcast, which I hope you have, and I hope you've taken away many tips and insights, please share it on whatever social media platform you desire with family, friends, whoever else you think may benefit. I'm listening to this podcast. Thank you. Remember, trust yourself. Don't trust the mirror.
Thank you for listening to Don't Trust the Mirror, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder, with psychoanalyst Maureen Kritzer-Lang, the queen of self-esteem. We hope you enjoyed it. Please visit donttrustthemirror.com, where you'll find all our social networking links and can post your stories, comments, and questions. Until next time, remember, trust yourself. Don't trust the mirror.